Again, third time's a charm.
That'd be sad record.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Parshas Chayisara. It's hard to believe that we're here. Chayisara Tavshin Pei Gimel. It's hard to believe. We're all striving to be Kone Torah. 48 ways. For me, it's close. 48 ways is not just a Mishnah and Perkei Avos for me. I'm like knocking on 50, you know, 47, you know. 48 is Moach, you know, I want to have a little brains. Moach! It's getting close. 48 ways to be Kone Torah. And you understand some of the ideas. How to be Kone Torah. Many of us remember having discussions with our Israel guidance counselor about what are my goals? How am I going to succeed in yeshiva? And you read at the beginning of the parsha. And for me, I get WhatsApps. And we're going to talk a little bit about our WhatsApp culture. And I get a WhatsApp from a Talmud, Dov Frank Shlita. And Dov sends to me the Eish Kodesh, the Pia Zetzner. The Pia Zetzner, quoting from Rashi, of the Smichus, of Misas, Sara, together with Akedas Yitzchak, all the different Girsos. And the Rebbe Mipia Zetzna, please put your foot down, thank you. Your Rebbe, the Pia Zetzna says, we learn the message from Sarah that it's too much Yisurin, too much pain from Sarah Imenu. That Sarah cries out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says that when Am Yisrael, in this case her son, but there's a limit to the pain that we could tolerate. And if you talk about one of the 48 ways to be Kone Torah, one of them is this concept of Nosei Ba'ol Chaveiro. As I said, when I remember being speaking to the guidance counselor, I feel like it was yesterday. What did I want to gain out of yeshiva, Ilan? I wanted skills. I wanted to be able to only use the Koran, to only use the art scroll, the Sefaria, the Merkava. You keep going. All the different skills. That's what I want. I want to be able to finish the year. Yair's father's here, $30,000 to be able to make sure that I don't need that crutch. No, this is what we have. What else do you have? The skill. What else do we want? My children are ready. My 11-year-old. my 11-year-old, right? You have an yeshiva, right? You have this beautiful thing. All of a sudden, $38,000. It's all about this. It's like even yeshiva at Haramur. It's like, you know, the mirror, 5,000. You have to go backwards, you know, and people do that. You know, it's about the pen flip. Right? This is what it's about, Abrams. This is what we want out of yeshiva. Come on! These are my goals. When I was coming to yeshiva, I had a Rebbe who said, Ari, I wish I was making this up. Ari, this year is your year. Me, myself, and I, the threesome. Be selfish this year. A Rebbe told me that. What type of advice was that? It doesn't say that in one of the 48 ways to be Kona Torah. Be Enochi. Be selfish. It doesn't say that in what? Maybe it's number 49. Be selfish. Right, Sternberg in Boston. No, it doesn't say that. You know what the Mishnah says? No seba ol chaver. To care. To be able to really care about others. Is one of my goals this year to be a more caring person? There was a certain Shana Bet guy who's now Shana Bet. At the end of the year, I'm not going to mention his name. Chashash, maybe a vaklash and a hara. But he said, Rabbi, this is for those people that will remember this. When I came in, I didn't know, but I learned to be around the guys. I learned to actually be nicer, to be a more caring person. That's what he learned from yeshiva. To be a more caring person. This past week, there were three families that were ripped apart. 11 orphans. Mati Ashkenazi. Tamara Vichai. Zichrona Mavrocha, Hashem Yikam Damom. Michael, tough last name. Michael Ladygin. Mati was a loving person, full of joy, an exemplary husband, and a family man with a huge soul, who always loved to help everyone. Father, the Tamir, I take upon myself the joy of your life and to spread it around. The wife of Michael, she eulogized him as always rushing to give assistance whenever he encountered a car accident in which people were hurt. When I made Aliyah 20 years ago plus, when there was a pigua, when a family was ripped apart, it ripped me apart. It ripped me apart. I couldn't move. And part of it is not because I was a grace and tzaddik, but part of being a yid is no seba ol chaver. But to be fair, is when that happened, when the pigua happened, you know what was happening? You didn't have all your apps. You had, even 20 years ago, you had the World Wide Web. But you know what was on the front page for more than 3 hours? The families. Your family was ripped apart. My yid, my brother was ripped apart. You know what's happening now? 3 hours after President Trump about 2024. For God's sake. We're in yeshiva. Did we think at all about Achinu B'nai Yisrael? To be able to understand that learning Torah is not just about the me, myself, and I. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, you want to know who doesn't have Chelek in Olam Haba? One of them, Chevra, is the person who's Poresh Midarki Tzibur. Halacha Yud Aleph, based on the Gemara in Tanis. Ha Poresh Midarki Tzibur. Afal pi shelo avar averot. He's fastidious. He's medactic. In all mitzvos. But you know what's wrong? Why doesn't he get olam haba itai? Because he's nivdal me'adat Yisrael. I'm separated. Havdol, I'm separated from Am Yisrael. Ve'eno oseh mitzvot bichlalan. It's about me. It's about me. My mitzvos. I don't do mitzvos within Am Yisrael. Ve'lo nichnas b'tzaratan. No se be'ol chavero. Caring. Caring about Yidin. I don't fast in their fast. I just go. Holech b'darko. Ke'echad ke'goy aretz. Just keep going. Cholent. I'm going to have some cholent. Yeah. I want to be a gavra rab. I want to be a gavra rab. Why we talk about being gavra rab? The Rebbe Miostrosva once met with Rav Chaim Ozer Grodzinski from Vilna. Rav Chaim Ozer was amazed at the pilpul of the Rebbe. He said, wow, this is a gavra rab. Gavra rab. The Rebbe responded, gavra rab is not necessarily defined by his intellectual acumen and Talmudic analysis. Rather, a gavra rab is defined as someone who can mitigate and lessen someone else's pain and suffering from a fellow yid. The Rebbe proved this point for the Gemara in Makos. That Rava states, fools, tipshoi, how foolish are people? You'll know this. Everybody stands up for a safer Torah here. Everybody stands up for a safer Torah here. How many people stand up for a walking safer Torah? They don't get up when a gavra rab passes in front of them. He proved the point, as the Torah says, as we know, arboim choser achas, not in toldos and avos, but in makos. It says arbaim yakenu, and the rabbis came and lessened it to 39. Zog the Rebbe, brilliantly. The Gemara could have proved it from Pesukim earlier. Not only in Parshas Ki Teitze, but in Parshas Re'eh. Sviras HaOmer, the Torah says to count, Chamishim Yom, how many days do we count? 49. Why wait to Parshas Ki Teitze? The Rebbe Zal astutely pointed out that we see that here we're talking about the Parsha Makos. To teach the same lesson, you know what a gavra rab is? Is when you have 40 Makos and I can take it down to 39. Greatness is determined by the concern and ability to lessen a fellow Jew's pain. So I ask myself, why? Where's my neshama? Where am I that I'm not feeling it? That I have to go dig deep to be nichnas b'tzarata, no se ba'ol chavero. What's going on? Where's my neshama? What's the reason? So on one level, you could say it's natural, Erickson's development. I had to go through high school. I had to rebel a little bit. I had to get into myself. So I'm into myself. Now's my time. I'm away from my parents. Yair, I'm away from my parents. And therefore, it's about me. I can't think about others. Maybe I'm spoiled. I'm spoiled. It's about me. What am I doing this Shabbos? I'm going to go to an Airbnb. I'm going to go do that. It's all about me. I'm spoiled. I'm not going to go to another. Maybe. Or maybe there's no Yishuv Hadas. Because all we're doing is just looking. We're not present. There's no Yishuv Hadas. You're running from things to things. There's no ever just being here. There's no like Hischaivus to be there. Record it. I don't really need to be there. We see in our parsha the importance of caring. The importance of caring and being there. Rivka Imenu, what Eliezer Avram was searching for was a midas of chesed, of caring. Shtei Adoni, drink! And then what was supposed to have? V'gam gmalecha ashke. Breishis perichav dal. Pasuk yidal. That's what Eved Avraham was supposed to do. But instead, if you look at the psukim, v'atomer shisei Adoni. There's no gmalecha at that point. Shisei Adoni. The gmalecha is only later on. The next pasuk. And pasuk yotet. What happened? What happened in the actual act? A lot of the mafarshim talk about this. Really fascinating. Some want to say, we don't want to compare man to animal. If we would have said, Shesei Adoni, V'gam Gmalecha Ashke, in one fell swoop, you're comparing man to animal. Others, Shesei Adoni, take your time. Drink. I don't want to be rushing you. I see you. I wanted to just summarize because I can keep going. One idea which I want people to think about is this concept of how much I have to be working on my midos, like Avram Avinu, and part of my kinyan HaTorah is caring about others. And part of the problem that we have is number one, being really present. I know for myself, before WhatsApp, I had a problem of being present. If you're a thinker and you want to be doing things, so it's hard to be present because you want Ezo Achacha Maruas Anoad. You want to be thinking, okay, what's next? What's next? Kal v'chomer. When we have WhatsApp. I'm guilty as charged, and that, whoa, this mussar is towards me also. Boy, do we all have to improve. Boy, do we all have to improve. Let's go over some things that we all need to improve. We talked about standing up. Standing up for the live Sefer Torah. The Chofetz Chaim was invited to a very big knesia. And he brought his Sefer, in. With the Perush there. When the speaker spoke, he closed the Sefer. Busha! There's somebody speaking in front of you. You think you're so frum that rabbi, yeah, what does he know? I have my yomis to do. I have my yomis to do. The rabbi is speaking to you. You're looking at your... The Chofetz Chaim, you're not holy. Jeremy, I know you're Shana Bet, but you're not better than the Chofetz Chaim. You're not. Can we have a certain amount of restraint? Rabbi X, I'm not saying Rabbi X. Whoever the Rabbi X. I've seen it with my own eyes. They're up. People are just schmoozing. Just schmoozing. Like Ki'ilu, he's not here. Like, there's a concept I always tell Rabbi Horn. We speak about it for years. What do I want Talmidim to have? Do I want them to know the Chakira about Toldos and Alvos 100%? Do I want them to know about Malacha Grua? Yes. Do I want them to know about Hotza and Achnasa, whether the Iker is Avaris Rishuyos, is the Iker, the Hanacha, the Akira? Yeah, I want all the Chakiras in the world. But in 10 years from now, are you going to remember all those Chakiras? The answer is dependent on if you have Kavod HaTorah. if you got up not only for the Sefer Torah, you got up for what Torah represents. To have that menschlichkeit, to be able to understand that if I'm speaking to you or you're speaking to me, in the middle of the conversation, I don't even have the ABC of Derech Eretz to say, excuse me, I need to answer the WhatsApp. How many of us like have no patience to even talk to somebody? I need, could you finish your conversation? Let's not talk. You're 2.0, right? 2.0. I got to listen to Daf Yomi in 7.3 minutes. 2.5 minutes. I will you finish what you have to say already? We got to move. There's so many subculture things of just pure chutzpah, being rude. That it's really, it's, I mentioned it to the Shana Bet today. We're modern Orthodox, we're religious Zionist. I don't need Musser. The M is the, it, I'm civilized. I need to work on my Gemara. Musser, it's the M word. It's the M word. No, no, no. No Musser for me. No. Yes. We need to be able to be so aware, caring about others. Rav Kook, in a very famous piece, and Mr. Samuelson, it's famous because I know it. But if you don't walk out of this yeshiva that has their knowing this famous piece, and this is my plug, everyone should sign up for the Aleph Fluid Rav Kook podcast. Every week on Motzei Shabbos, sends out a beautiful piece. Every week on Rav Kook, Givaldik. One of the most famous pieces that I learn with all my students is called Bechol Derachecha Da'eu. Pasuk in Mishlei. Quoting the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Samach. That this is a Parshia Ktana, that the whole Torah, Gufei Torah is Tzuluyim Bo. Bechol Derachecha Da'eu. Explains Rav Kook, if I wanted to summarize part of what we've been talking about, is it sounds like it's expansive. Bechol Derachecha, you read like the Rambam. It's in everything. Everything, right? Modern Orthodoxy, Toru Mada. You want to be able in all science, philosophy, to be able to be first, infuse, and permeate yourself with Torah. And then from there, expand. Says Rav Kook. Bechol Derachecha, bet is betoch. In every area that you're in right there, you must be present there. You might ask, but Rabbi, it's a whole big machlokes and siman kuf chav dalid, if I can learn during davening. Ay, there's a mogin avrom, I don't know, it's not so much. Oynis rachmana patre, zman tfilo lechod, vizman torah lechod. Oy, but it's going to help me get through the Mishnayos. It's going to help me. Are you talking to Hashem at that point? Do you know what your avoda is? When you're davening, that is the time to daven. Not the time to lean. Bechol derachecha bet is betoch. Stay there. Be focused. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. And only there. Remember Osik b'mitzvah patim in a mitzvah way back when? Way back when. For some people, it was like 10 years ago. Some people, it was Elozman. Some people learned it through Akiva Aryeh. Oisig b'mitzvah, says the Ritva. The other thing you're doing is a rishus. It's osur. When you're learning during Chazaret Hashatz, not so from. Say amen. Kael Melech Neeman. No, I'm not one of those art scroll books. You know, where you have like 100 amens, yay. But at least say one, Kael Melech. Say one. Aye, but I'm flipping my pen. Yay. Shkoyes. I'm a real yeshiva guy. Kael Melech Neeman. Zman tfil l'chud. Zman Torah l'chud. Says Rav Kook, Bechol derachecha, when you're involved in Torah. Be involved in Torah. Be involved in Torah. It is the most amazing thing. To be able to be a Rebbe in Yeshiva HaKotel. When I'm able to go at it. with a David Wexler, with a Samuelson, with a Minkoff, and with an Aryeh Saxon, with a Truler, with a Boaz, saying, what is pshat? It's unbelievable. Going over with Rakoff, what's pshat in a Neshek? What's pshat in holding the gun? It's givaldic. Being involved in Torah. Be there. Be in the base medrash. Zriz in Magdim al Mitzvahs. It's a big chiddush. Big chiddush. Zman of Seder doesn't start at 9:30. 5 to 9. Be in the base medrash. It's going to cut 5 minutes into my break. You could still watch your 9 minutes of highlights. Be in the base medrash. Zman is sacrosanct. You could do it. Zman tefil l'chod, zman Torah l'chod. And yes, he says, zman gemilut chesed. What we've been talking about, learning how to love chesed, how to be able to be present. Bechol derachecha de'ehu, explains Rav Kook. It's the hardest thing because I want to be the jack of all trades, but then you become new master of none. You have to be mitzamtzein. It's so hard. And if you bring your phone into the base medrash, you're basically over lifnei. Basically. We're about to get to the sugya on daf gimel. Your mamish bin machshila tatzmacha. You bring the phone. It's mamish lifnei. I think d'oraisa. D'oraisa. It's not even a derabbanan. Oh, I would have been talking anyway. So it really was going to happen anyway. So it's fine. No. I'm telling you for myself. There is no way to be able to even have a chance if you have the phone right next to you. We have to be able to train ourselves. That's Rav Kook. This is to be able to be laser focused. To be able to know how to speak to another person. When a Rav gets up, listen. Don't talk to somebody else. It like seems so basic. So basic. But unfortunately, I've witnessed people just schmoozing. Ke'ilu, like the person's not speaking. When Avram Avinu died, Gemara and Baba Basra says we lost the manhig. And we also lost the captain of the ship. And the Marsha explains, what are these two descriptions? Captain of the ship, if he goes, the ship sinks. Titanic. The midos, being able to work on our midos. Haskein et atzmecha l'mod Torah, says the Rabbeinu Yonah in Pirkei Avos. Got to work on your midos to be able to have Torah. But the first part of that Mishnah is that I have to care about my friend's money as I care about mine. It's being able to care about others. And the Manik says, the Marsha is Avram Avinu. His whole essence of walking down, of walking around was Kori B'Shem Hashem. Being able, part of the 48 ways is not only Nosei Ba'ol Chaveru, but it's also Elvos Abrios. When I talk about Nosei Ba'ol Chaveru, and you're talking about drinking the water, I mentioned it to you, but I'll mention it again, something that I heard 30 years ago. If we're bringing a shkender for yourself into the base medrash, then you're a schlepper. You're bringing it just for yourself. But if you bring two shkenders, Mr. Moshe, you're a bal chesed. You pour a cup of water for yourself at Suda Shabbos at the Airbnb or at a community that Mirtz Hashem, you'll go see different communities where the yeshiva offers you to go to see Medinat Yisrael, go see some of the Israelis in their communities, not only in Renan and Beit Shemesh and Chashmo and Modi'in, there are other communities in Israel. It's hard to believe. There are a couple ones that also don't speak of the English. They're there. Go experience it. Go pour a cup of water for yourself and be the Saramashkim and give it to somebody else. It's how you look at the world. To be that Baal Chesed. This leads me to point number two. You're like, whoa, he's only done point one so far. Pretty good. Point two, the Pasuk then said, not only did Rivka say, drink, or the pasuk. It's in Perek Chavdalid, Psukim Yurchet and Yutet. Let me read it to you again. And I skip the points within point one. I'll just mention it to you that the undercurrent of chesed is not just so simple. You have to think about it. There's a lot of chachma there. But I want to read the psukim to go on to point two, since it's 12:20. We got some time to go. We just begun. Says the pasuk, Perichov Dalid, pasuk Yerched, as I said, Vatomer Shetei Adoni. Yes, I'm on jet lag. It's all good. I'm an hour behind. Everything's fine. It's a long night. Vatomer Shetei Adoni, drink. Vatima hair. Vatorid Kadal Yadav Vatashkeu. Beautiful Beis Halevi, not for now. Vatichal Lahashkoto. She finishes giving him drink. Vatomer Gam Ligmalecha Eshav. Ad im kilu lishtot. Ad im kilu. Not only does she then offer the camels. Ad im kilu lishtot. Until they finish drinking. Everyone knows the expression. What's the expression about drinking like a camel? Ever heard that before? For those people that heard Rav Kimchi, he said that that's what it means. Lihi gamel. From the word gamal, drinking like a camel. You can imagine what's going on. Was it an easy thing? Okay, she gave the water to Eved Abraham. But then what happened? The simple idea is what, Joby? Gave one time? One time to the camel? How many times? Over and over and over. And it could be so annoying. Could be hard. Ad asher kilu lishtot. Explains Rashar Hirsch. She's not just a talker. A lot of people come to our hotel. They're big talkers. Big talkers. Here, it's not only knowing how to talk the talk and also writing in the link. Writing it up. Not only knowing how to write and talk the talk. She's not a pat-patanit, a yapper. But after she gave him tremendous amount of drinking, also the camels, and not just once or twice, ad im kilu lishtot. If step number one was loving, step number two was caring. We talked about feeling Michael, feeling Mati Ashkenazi. What can we do to help and feel Am Yisrael? That's the rigishut. Point number two is nechishut. Point number two is how determined are we? How determined are we? Ad asher kilu lishtot. Says Rav Hanan Porat Zatzal, like Avram Avinu. He was Omeid Aleihem, the guest. V'Avram holeich imam l'shalacham. Was there with the Maisa Chesed over and over. Rivka, over and over, ad im kilu lishtot. Says Rav Hanan Porat, this is what Nomi said about Boaz. Kilo yishkot ha'ish ki im kila hadavar hayom. This is what the Ramchal says in Mesilat Yesharim. V'tiresh ha'adam. When you're burning, you heard Max at the end of the Beis Medrash tonight, burning! Bavudat boro. You're not going to be lazy. Vadai shelo yitatzel. While doing your mitzvos. You're going to be on fire. Ki lo yanuach v'lo yishkot ad im kila davar lashlimo. Ad im kila davar lashlimo. Too many people. Still. You get hard. It's getting hard in the Beis Medrash. What do? You give up. You start working on a Tosfos, and all of a sudden you think that Stephen A. Smith can help you in the Tosfos. He can't help you in the Tosfos. ESPN.com does not help you with Tosfos. You get stuck, go back in. You ask Akiva, he'll tell you to go back in. You ask Shane, he'll tell you to go back in. Work! You don't become Shane, you don't become Akiva, you don't become Ezra Smith unless you work. Ad asher kilu lishko. Work at it. Don't give up. You ever heard of the, you guys were too young. There was a guy named Jimmy V from cancer. And he said, don't give up. Don't ever give up. Al tityayesh. It's like one of those Rav Nachman things. Don't give up. We give up too easily. Ein adam lomed Torah ela im kein nichshalba. The first time you learn it, it's a hecha timtza because you didn't understand it. Don't assume that you're going to understand it the first or second time. That's why chazara. Oh. You go back. That's why Thursday is the most magical day of the week. Yom Chamish B'Shabbos, it's bracha. You know why it's the bracha? Because you go over it again and again and again. You guys know what I'm talking about? Let me tell you again and again and again. You know what I'm talking about? Let me tell you what I'm talking about. Think about it. If you think about it. You remember the reference. If you don't know the reference, it's an important reference. Sam doesn't know this reference, but it's good. It's a good reference. It's a good reference. It's called Miracle. Miracle. Miracle on the Ice. Miracle on the Ice. Sam doesn't know it in the Britain world. This is how it went. Maybe Reuven Simcha knows it, but I don't think so. He said, the coach said, what did he say? Get back on the ice. This is the USA team. They weren't so talented. They had lots of different players from different universities, for those people that don't know. Miracle that they beat the Russians. Miracle. They were playing a preseason game. And a team that they should have handily beat. But instead, what were they doing? They were looking inside. They had one slap shot. They're winning 1-1. And all of a sudden, they're looking at the girls. Oh my goodness, oh my goodness. The coach sees what's going on. And they tie at the end. And they're all about to go out of the stadium. And the coach says, get back on the ice. Get back on the ice, boss. Remember, you have seen it? Get back on the ice. What? For what? Coach says, you guys didn't work during the game. No problem. No problem. We'll work now. Goal line. Remember this run on? Goal line. That one. That one. Hustle. Assistant coach. This little Nebuch assistant coach. Little Nebuch. Little Nebuch. Herb was the real coach. The Nebuch, the assistant coach. Blows the whistle. And the coach says, you think you can win on talent alone? Gentlemen? You don't have enough talent to win on just talent alone. You need to think about someone else. Each and every one of you. When you put on that jersey, you represent yourself and Am Yisrael. He actually said in your teammates. And what was his line that everybody quotes? The name on the front is a heck of a lot. I'm using Lashon Nakim. A heck of a lot more important than the name on the back. Get on that line. Again! Again! Do the Tosis again! Get back on the line. Do it again! You ever know that? Rav Prida, 400 times! 400 times, the Gemara says, to go over it 400 times. Anybody who ever learns a piece of Gemara doesn't understand it. And if you go to a Rebbe and says, I already taught it to you, you say, Rav Prida, over and over and over, again, 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 Abrams. You want it again, get it again. Don't give up. Again. Ad asher kilu lishto. So you can drink the Torah again. And what happens? What's the end of the movie? What's the end of that scene? The assistant coach, his name was Craig. He blows the whistle again. And then a guy, Mike Ruzzini, meekly, after they're all about to throw up, "I'm from Winthrop, Massachusetts. Who do you play for?" In the ratio of the sugya, in the ratio of the sugya, each one was saying all about themselves, all about themselves. "I play for this university." He says, "I play for USA, United States of America." Adkan hakaf alef. He understood that he's representing something. He understood the nechishut. Ad asher kilu lishto. Timmy, again, again, again. This is what we need. This is what we need. We need guys to understand not to give up. Because you're part of the Mesorah. You're part of the Torah. And if you don't, and if you give up easily, what are you doing here? Parsha, beginning of the Parsha, is an innocuous line in the Pasuk. That till this year, I have to drink a little bit. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nivra. Now that it's 12:30, we have to start, you know, closing up. It's been 10 minutes. Breishis Chef Gimel, I go to the beginning of the Pasuk. Beginning of the Parsha. After Avram Avinu, and remember, we say again, what did I say, 400? What did Avram Avinu do? How much? 400. All time. If you want to know 400, you go speak to Mikey. Mikey, again, Mikey. Yonah Naaman, again. Keep going. Mamish, again, and again. David Hazan, again. He's even got a picture in Machon Lev. Again. Oh, Givaldik, again. 400 times. Gemara says in Chagiga, Eino Dome, a person who does it 100 times, learning 100 times to 101. Ask the Gemara, one time is more than, that's it? That's going to happen? Gemara says, yes. 100 times is to remember it. But to get it into your kishkas, you realize that it's more than what you're able to do. Over. Shirla Malot Esayinai El Harimei Ayin, says the Tosas Rid, in Daf Tesema Beis and Chagiga, what's Me'ayin? 101. You realize that you're striving for more. You want more. Again, you keep going. In the beginning of the Parsha, Chevron, it says Avram paid a lot of money. And then a Pasuk Yitet, it says, V'achri chen, kavar Avram, it's sorry, tishto. So you read this pasuk and you say, Shkoyach, it's superfluous. I know that. You know, like, he didn't just spend all that money to, like, twiddle his thumbs. Why does the Torah have to go out of its way to say, Va'ach Rechein Kavar Avram et Sarai Ishto? So Rav Baruch Simon, the Sefer, I highly recommend to get his Svarim. It's beautiful, amazing, sweet. He has a series called Imei Baruch. And if you can't find it, just annoy Rabbi Jonathan Cohen. Go and text him. Say, Rabbi Jonathan Cohen, Rabbi Cutler told me to annoy you because I want to love Torah. Where's the Imrei Baruch? I'm about to spend $50,000 for those people that are going to YU. I want the Imrei Baruch. I want the Imrei Baruch. Tell him that. It's good. It's good stuff. Tell him that. You can tell me or you can tell him quote another rabbi. It's fine. Imrei Baruch. Great safe. Great safe. Great safe by Rabbi Baruch Simon. So Rabbi Baruch Simon says, he quotes, first there was an Or Chaim HaKadosh. There's a halachic pshat that's very beautiful, based on the Rambam, that says that when you give the money to a guy, you're able to take away his bios, and then it becomes hefker, and then only then it's no man's land, anybody could be machzikit, And therefore, it's only then, va'achrechein kavar Avram, by burying his wife, that's, it's chazaka, then it's yours, and it's achuzah. Very, very beautiful, based on the Rambam and Perek Aleph of Hilchos, Zchiyu Matana Halach Yedal. Azei zok de orachayim akadosh. But then get ready. I never heard this before until I learned it today. The Siyata Dishmai to prepare for the Musar Shmos. The Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says some wild things. Wild! Levi, you ready? Wild! You're sitting next to Yoni. Hold on. Hold on tight. You ready, Colton? Says the Zohar HaKadosh. Va'achrichein kavar Avram et Sarai Ishto. Omer Rabbi Shimon. Bishato de'al Avram b'marata. That was the easy part. At the time that Avram came into the Ma'arah, to the cave, Va'il Sarah Taman, not as easy. And then he brought Sarah with him there. What happened? There was some resistance. Kamu Adam v'Chava. Adam and Chava got up. V'lo kabilu litkavra Taman. They said, no soup for you. They said, it's not happening. They said, you're not. Adam and Chava said, no. You're not being buried here, Chevra. No. Amru. Uma anan bikisufa kame kadosh baruch ba'u alma. Begein ahu chova digarina. It's not enough that you caused us to be embarrassed in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam because of our sins now that you caused. But now, hashta yitosif lono kisufa achrina mekame uvdin tuvin didichu, and now you're going to proliferate, you're going to increase this busha because of the ma'asim tovim for you, of your ma'asim tovim. Says Avram Avinu back, I will daven for you. Ona zamin litzalo kame kodesh baruch. I'm going to daven in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam beginach. I'm going to daven for you that you should not be embarrassed forever. Miyad, right after Va'achar Kain, Kavar Avram et Sarai Ishto. What does it mean, Va'achar Kain? After Avram accepted this word, he accepted it upon himself. So Adam accepted it. Adam Rishon went back. Chava wasn't as convinced. Chava lo alis ad de kori v'avram ve'ol le legabi adam v'kabel le beginei. Chava didn't go back until Avram came closer and came towards Adam and Rishon, and finally she agreed. This is what it means v'achre kein kovar Avram et sarishto. Wow, what a zohar. Adam and Chava were embarrassed because of Avram and Sarah. Explains the Taman Muvuk of Rav Kook Zatzal. Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap. He explains, what is this embarrassment? He says, if it wasn't for Avram and Sarah, Adam and Chava's Maasim would have continued going on. You caused us to be dead, to stop our Maasim Tovim. It's because of you. And therefore Avram promised, no, there's going to be Tchias HaMeisim. You're not totally going to be dead. You're going to have a schus again to continue serving the Ribbono Shel Olam when there's Tchias HaMeisim. What's pshat? The busha that they were feeling is they were not doing the maximum that they could have done. How much could we be doing? A busha. You look at yourself and no doubt about it, you have to be proud. I've talked to Talmidim about this. A lot of times you say, how you doing? Not doing so well. Like the rabbi wants to hear, you're not doing so well, then you're actually religious. No, not true. says the Sielos HaSharim and Akhtami, you have to be sameach besimcha in what you're doing in the avoda. At the same time, not to be complacent. To be able to say that I have the ability to be again and to continue. Mikey Nadras was in my shir how many years ago? Five, six, four? Three. Feels like a lot longer. 3 years ago, and I sat there and I said, Noam Braun is going to be able to finish Shas. Just like I said about Mikey. Finishing Shas, right? We called you?
Shas
Mikey Nadish. And he promised, he was Makabal like Avram Avinu, that when it happens, he's going to fly me in. Wherever it's going to be. But now he's getting married here. Baruch Hashem. With Shas. He thinks 7 years, 3 years. It's not just 2.0. The ability that we have, we cannot shortchange ourselves. That's the beauty of being in Yeshivat HaKotel. The beauty about being in Yeshivat HaKotel is you're surrounded by amazing chevra that will help you dream, that will help you achieve. What's that Gava Rabba? The Gava Rabba, as we said, is to care about others. In our Torah, Niknes El Bechabura. In this room, you're going to have Siyumim. It's not the individual that's finishing. It's the chevra. Don't get me wrong. It's the individual working on his midos, like we said, to be the captain of the ship, just like Avram Avinu. But you have the midos of caring about each other. The nechishut, the again and again. And you have role models like Akiva and Mikey and Yonah. You have these people. The Shana Bet guys, whoa. The Shana Aleph guys, whoa, what they're doing. Givaldic. Yeah, the Shana Dal guys, whoa. YBC's back. Whoa. Winkler, whoa. Do you know where Winkler came from? Winkler is like Mamish holding, and he came in, and he was like saying Aleph Bet. Like Aleph Bet, Winkler. Mamish, he's holding now. No excuses. Winkler was from Toronto. I'm telling you. Am I right, Winkler? It's Givaldic. And look at him now. He's Mamish a Groyser Talmud Chacham. Givaldic. He's holding. Go ask him questions in afternoon Seder. He's good. Be able to understand the opportunity that you have incrementally as people continue believing in themselves, believing in their Torah that they're learning, believing in caring about others, believing in loving Ehov Esabrios. It's all part of the Kinyan HaTorah. May we be Zoche together, individually, to be able to, number one of the goals is to know for myself that, wow, I do care more. That when something happens that rips up Am Yisrael, I'm nichnas b'tzarasan. At the same time, when a simcha happens, nichnas b'simchasam. Not too much. Give them their space. But care about it. Have that nechishut, ad asher kilu lishtot. And finally, to be able to motivate ourselves that when we go up to Shamayim, we can say, wow, yes, I did maximize. Not just max, but I maximized. I maximized that I'm able to look up to Winkler, to look up to YBC, to look up to Sam Praise, to be able to go and understand to have Rabbi Yehuda and Ezra Smith. Oh, Givaldic. Chevra, there. Go and learn. Go and develop. Be who you want to be. And in Meretz Hashem, we will be Mekadeshim Shamayim. We will take on and be determined that the 11 Yitomim are not going to feel alone. That when we daven for them, and when we care for them, and we actually go and understand, whether it's learning, whether it's getting to know them, Mirza Hashem will be Mekadeshim Shemayim. Shabbos.